This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Lance Armstrong has won a record 7th consecutive Tour de France. He then retired from cycling at the pinnacle of his career, and we'll review that career in this part of the program. We'll start with Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
When the Star-Spangled Banner played on the Champs-Élysées for the 7th July in a row, no one could dispute that here stood a true cycling champion. Even the sun, which had been hidden for much of the day, came out to shine over the podium as Armstrong accepted his trophy and the yellow jersey for the last time. Armstrong, who had said he wanted to win this tour for his family, was surrounded by his three young children, all dressed in yellow. After saluting his teammates and his competitors, Armstrong had a word for what he called the cycling skeptics.
This is a hard sporting event, and hard work wins it, so vive la tour. Forever. Thank you.
3 weeks and 2,225 miles ago, many thought that Italian Ivan Basso and German Jan Ullrich would give Armstrong a run for his money. But the Texan proved stronger than ever and showed that he is clearly the best. After taking the yellow jersey early on in the race, he dominated in the grueling climbs of the Alps and the Pyrenees. He gained even more time on his competitors after winning Saturday's individual time trial. Because of the drizzle, which caused three accidents, organizers stopped the clock as Armstrong and the main pack entered Paris and hit the famed cobblestones of the Champs-Élysées. The avenue was packed with tens of thousands of cycling fans from all over the world. For Lewis Sudlow, who brought his family from Arlington, Virginia, seeing Armstrong and the others ride down the Champs-Élysées was a dream come true.
Bravo! Fantastic! What a culmination, waiting in the rain, and then the riders explode. It is the culmination of many months of watching television and reading about the stages and watching on TV in America, and then we come here and we sit in the rain, and there are the riders in the flesh right in front of us, streaking by.
Armstrong had said he wanted to win over the French fans this year. Frenchman Jean Martin says he succeeded.
Oui, je respecte vraiment ce qu'il fait.
Yes, I really respect him. If you love cycling, you have to respect the champion. But for the race itself, yes, it might be more interesting next year, now that there will be some suspense in it.
Tim Neal, an Armstrong fan from Brisbane, Australia, agrees.
Lance has to go because then it becomes a proper race again. Nobody else is trying. They all just think Lance is going to win. And so they don't bother to try.
After the race was over and the prizes bestowed, all the teams took what is known as the honor tour, basking in the public's adulation. A fan handed Armstrong a giant American flag, and he carried it as he rode down the Champs-Élysées for the last time. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.